So I'm actually not a labor or occupational health expert. As Mary hinted, my background is actually more in methods that you can use to look at the impacts of public policies and just public decision making in general on health. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about how we used a set of methods called health impact assessment to look at a proposed paid sick days policy in California. So, no financial disclosures. Just really quickly, HIP, Human Impact Partners, we're based in Oakland and we're a nonprofit organization whose goal really is to increase the consideration of health in decision making. So any decision making process. So many, I think, public policy choices outside of the public health domain, as we all know, have downstream impacts on public health, housing, transportation, labor. And so our goal is to try and get those domains to try and think a little bit more about health impacts and figure out how they can prevent those health impacts as they're adopting a policy. I have this sort of dual purpose here of like explaining what HIA is and then also talking about the paid sick days HIA. I'm not going into HIA as a set of tools too much. If you want, just stop me afterwards and I can talk a little bit about it. But suffice it to say that it's really a policy, HIA is really a policy analysis or decision analysis tool that combines multiple analytic methods to look at the health impacts of public decisions on health and health disparities. And really, you use those findings to make recommendations about how public policies can improve health. And there's a number of goals that are really around trying to create healthy public policy as much as possible, but then also engage affected communities to actually participate in decision-making processes. I'm not going into this too much, but just so folks know, the health impact assessment process follows kind of a structured approach of screening, scoping, assessment, making recommendations, reporting, and monitoring, and I'll kind of walk through how we did this for the paid sick days health impact assessment in California. So just really quickly, the drivers and context. There are no national requirements for employers to provide their employees with paid sick days. It's guaranteed in San Francisco, Milwaukee, there's a referendum that's currently in court, there's a policy in DC being implemented, and there's legislation being considered at federal, many state, and many local levels. But ultimately, you can see that this is an issue that's being addressed in a piecemeal kind of way. Most bills to provide workers with paid sick days have similar language, you know, accruing hours for some set number of hours that you work, and those hours can then be used to care for yourself or family members. And one important thing, I think, is that the bills often vary in cap on the number of days that you can max out or take off, and then the treatment of small businesses, i.e., or can they be exempted from the legislation or policy or whatever. So our organization was approached by a group called the Labor Project for Working Families, who had been working in California for a while around paid sick days and other workplace family kinds of issues, and said, you know, we're a labor group. We're pushing this bill in California to get paid sick days adopted. No public health people are participating, and that's not your fault necessarily, but we have defined paid sick days as a labor rights issue. And is there, you know, room for public health evidence actually in the debate around paid sick days? So they approached us and said, you all do this HIA thing, can y'all do this HIA thing for paid sick days? And the first step in HIA, I'm going to come back to this slide in a second, but is deciding, is it an appropriate topic for an HIA, right? You don't just willy-nilly do this big assessment process on every policy that's ever introduced. You try to pick good examples where you can actually make a change. And so first we thought, are the conditions ripe for a health impact assessment? And we looked at some of the data and we found, wow, 60 million people nationally lack paid sick days. You know, it doesn't just benefit the individual worker. It can benefit their families, you know, if they can take care of them. It can benefit community health because we all eat in restaurants. You know, there's sort of multiple levels in which paid sick days could benefit health. We found that there was very limited legislative analysis of health. Legislative sponsors were enthusiastic about framing the bill using health. There were many methods available that we could use to contribute, I think, to the analysis. And since this was being pursued on a national and state level, we could do this as a model. So based on all of these points, we said, you know what, let's go for it. Let's do this HIA. Public health impacts are plausible, and an HIA could add value. So going back to the slide, Human Impact Partners did this with the San Francisco Department of Public Health and the Labor Project for Working Families, and there were multiple contributors in the HIA process. So after screening, the next step is deciding what are you actually going to look at in your HIA. So in this paid sick days assessment that we were doing, we wanted to work through what some of the plausible pathways were between the policy and a health impact. And so we did something called draw these pathway diagrams. And so if you look at the scenario C, the bottom right one, we said, all right, a worker gets sick. They can't take time off from work. What can some of those impacts be? They can infect customers. It can take longer for them to recover. Their illness may worsen. It may increase their stress levels. And you take that out to the next level, and you might see that more illness and medical care is needed, more treatment is needed, unnecessary ER visits. And so the idea here is that you're sort of drawing out these pathways as a way of defining your research scope. And so after doing many of these pathways for both the worker and their dependent, we came up with sort of a summary of the potential impact. These are the broad categories. So we looked at the effects of paid sick days on illness recovery, primary care utilization, preventable hospitalizations and ER visits, communicable disease transmission, and economic insecurity. So I would call these our research domains. And then what you do in HIA in the assessment stage, after you scope out your domains, is you collect baseline data, and then you predict impacts based on those initial indicators that you've identified. So we gathered a ton of baseline data on each of these domains, right, with respect to paid sick days. And the methods that we used, we did an analysis of available health survey data. So in California, we used the California Work and Health Survey. We also did an analysis of the National Health Interview Survey. We did a survey of workers themselves. We did focus groups with workers. We reviewed all the peer-reviewed evidence that was out there. The goal, really, of this slide is to kind of show that HIA reflects a mixed methods model to doing research. And no one approach is really enough to give you all the information you need to answer the question of how does this policy affect health, since it's not being framed as a health policy. So we pull all of this together and try and make some statement about impacts. So just some of the sample findings that we found based on all those methods. We found, for example, vulnerable populations in the U.S. have the least access to paid sick days. So we know 79% of the lowest paid workers don't have paid sick days. Over 50% of Hispanic workers don't have paid sick days. 85% of food service workers don't have paid sick days. And moms who need it the most don't have paid sick days. So that's sort of, just to be clear, this is like getting data that other people have collected or accessing, you know, sort of statistics that other agencies have collected, right? So, you know, there's really no primary data analysis going on here. But we wanted to supplement all of the information that we had collected from other folks with our own analysis. And so we did, we embarked on a big project looking at the National Health Interview Survey. Believe it or not, like there's a lot of health surveys that are done. Very few of them have paid sick days variables. So they may look at things like health insurance, but they don't often look at, okay, well, what about some of the other factors that enable people to be healthy? And so luckily, the National Health Interview Survey included a paid sick days variable. Thank you. And you know, we did a long, complicated, fun analysis that I won't go into. But some of the, I think, most interesting findings that we found and compelling findings, I'll just read these. First, we found that among workers with health insurance, those without paid sick days were 15% more likely to use the emergency room for themselves than those without paid sick days. So the importance there is the controlling for health insurance, because a lot of people say, like, paid sick days and health insurance are so closely related that how can you look at the independent effects of paid sick days? And so what we were able to do here is actually show, even for those people who have health insurance, if they don't have paid sick days, they're using the ER more. The second important finding was, again, among workers with health insurance, those without paid sick days were almost 40% more likely to delay necessary medical care for themselves or family members. So again, controlling for health insurance, you're seeing major delays in access of care for those without paid sick days. So based on all of this analysis that we did, we came up with a set of conclusions around the impacts of paid sick days on health. So most importantly, you have to, in order to be able to say something about the second through the last bullet, you have to be able to prove that people who have paid sick days will actually take the days that they need. And interestingly, the advocates that we were working with were like, don't say that people are going to take more paid sick days. That's not the message we want. And we said, well, if they don't take the paid sick days, then you're not going to see the other benefits. So there was a little bit of messaging that we sort of had to do, and getting data to show that people don't actually take 10 days of paid sick days, 10 paid sick days a year. The average is like 1.5 or something per worker. But so what we found is that requiring paid sick days in California would reduce unnecessary ER visits, reduce the likelihood of foodborne disease transmission in restaurants, reduce worker-related GI disease transmission in long-term care facilities, facilitate compliance with public health guidance around influenza, and then really importantly for in the focus groups, what kept coming up over and over and over again is this fear of job loss, basically, if you take a paid sick day, and then the income loss factor. So I think we found ample evidence that those impacts would be mitigated. So the next stage in HIA, after you do your assessment and you come up with your findings, is to try and come up with a messaging and communication strategy. And this is the kind of thing, I mean, I don't know how many public health folks are in the room, but like, I think we do pretty terribly at messaging. Like, the Labor Project for Working Families said, can you like come up with, you know, the bullet points? And I like couldn't get it down to less than 2 pages. And they were like, 2 pages of bullet points is just not gonna fly. So they connected us with a media and communications consultants that work around labor issues in DC. And they were like, tell us what your findings are. And we said, we went through what all of our findings are, and like within 5 minutes, the guy that we were talking to was like, okay, here are the messages, here are the frames that you need to use. One, you need to say that paid sick days doesn't just improve the health of the workers themselves, but all Californians. Why? Because we all eat in restaurants, we all have kids that go to school, we all send family members to long-term care facilities, and so there's a way that we're all individually impacted by whether or not workers can take paid sick days. Two, it's a really common sense policy, right? It's not radical. You're not saying, like, let's bring down capitalism or anything like that. You're just saying, like, let's let workers stay home when they're really sick and not get their coworkers sick. People could buy into that. And then the other thing, and this was important for talking with, like, public health departments and kind of more institutional agencies to get their buy-in, is, like, here's the CDC, OSHA, HHS, they're telling everyone to stay home from work when they're sick during H1N1, for example, right? Well, if 40% of the workforce doesn't have paid sick days, then they can't really comply with this guidance from these federal agencies and local agencies. And so we tried to make it, the message really was that there's a disconnect between the messages we're giving and the reality of their workplace environments. We wrote a report sort of using these frames. We did a big summary of findings that actually I have a few copies. If people are interested, I can share them with you. We got public health spokespeople to kind of come out and talk about the issue, and there was a ton of TV and radio and print media around the health impact assessment when it was released, because the HIA was essentially released. This is my last slide. The release of the HIA coincided with when the bill was being voted on in the California state legislature, right? So the Labor Project for Working Families asked us to do this HIA in parallel with their organizing campaign to get the bill passed. And it was really important to them that our findings came out as the bill was being voted on, because the whole point of HIA is to have an impact on the decision process, not to do research and let it sit on a shelf somewhere. So even though we generated all of this amazing information and they did an amazing organizing campaign, the bill did not pass in the 2008 legislative session. And it was reintroduced in 2009, and it didn't pass then either. And the main reason why it didn't pass is that in California, you have to do something called a fiscal note of legislation to identify whether or not there's any cost to the state if a proposal is introduced in the legislature. And what the state realized is that, lo and behold, they had 11,000 home health aides that were direct employees of the state who didn't get paid sick days. So the state's own home health care workers were not receiving paid sick days. And so the cost to the state was like, I don't know, $11 million or something. I don't know where they came up with that number, to provide their own employees with paid sick days. Because of the fiscal crisis, they said, well, we can't do this. So the bill never got out of the Appropriations Committee. So that's the sort of political reality of what happened to that bill process. our health impact assessment led to more HIAs around the country, a federal HIA, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, and a lot of people are starting to really integrate the public health argument into so much of their organizing work, which for us is a success of doing health impact assessment. We saw over 24 media reports on HIA findings. You're seeing this is also really important for us. Public health practitioners are now part of coalitions to pass paid sick days, so it's not like labor over here, public health over here, but there's actually better integration of those efforts. And then we really feel like the HIA helped change the way the paid sick days legislation was being discussed. So it wasn't just a labor issue anymore, but you saw legislators themselves asking about health impacts during hearings. We were asked to testify in DC to the Federal Health Committee when they were considering a paid sick days bill. And then a lot of advocates around H1N1, sorry, I thought it was my last one. A lot of advocates are using paid sick days evidence around H1N1, which is great. So I'm not going to go through these, but I think just a few of the lessons learned. HI is a useful policy analysis tool if people are interested in using this tool to look at other occupational health or labor, I should say occupational workplace issues. You know, I'm happy to talk to you about that. Public health can get involved in labor, and we should be getting involved in labor issues. These are not clearly like occupational, you know, you spend 8 hours to 10 hours of your life at work every day. And so we have a role to play in that, and I feel like I'm speaking to the converted. Reframing an issue is everyone's problem. Like the ick factor around the restaurant workers was really, I think, really helped us. And then enthusiasm for health arguments was just sort of huge in the uptake of our findings, right? So without people wanting what you're doing, there's no sense in doing this kind of research. We sort of feel like it's a waste of time. And then lastly, because of the reason why the 08 and 09 bills failed, you have to deal with economic impacts in some kind of way. So as we're pursuing more paid sick days HIA, that's something that we're thinking more about. So that's it. Sorry, I went over. Thanks.